Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
He's back.
Morning. It's good to have you back on board. Yeah.
Thank you. Who pushed the buttons yesterday?
Me.
Not me.
How was it?
Oh, I'm terrible at it.
Meg, you're such
famously.
A pussy.
No.
Remember when you first started and you were like, I want to push the buttons.
Yes.
And I was like, this is my job. And then you had a chance.
Look, I was in a mood yesterday. It wasn't happening.
Yeah.
I'm famously bad at it. But look, we got through.
Next time.
Crevo messaged me last night and he's like, it was almost like you were reporting in. You go, oh, look, the first hour, I was a bit funny on the buttons, but the other two, I was good. I was like, whatever, man.
Yeah, you were getting into your groove.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was all right.
How are you guys? What's going on? What have I missed in 24 hours?
Not a lot.
I mean, just a day in the office doing the greatest job ever.
Absolutely.
That's all you miss.
Is your shop set up? Are we going to, opening drinks this weekend?
It's probably next Friday.
Do I have a job yet?
Oh, do you want a cheeky shift or two, would you?
I need some extra cash, so that's all.
We'll hook you up, for sure.
Good call.
Yeah. How, are you going to work her every day? Or?
No, weekend is probably...
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? A couple of midweek shifts would be good.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
give Emmy a lunch break?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need a couple of hours off.
Show me the ropes.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right today. I've got a really bad eye, so I'm avoiding everybody.
Have pink eye?
No, my dog clawed. I got hit in the face by my dog's paw last night, and I thought nothing of it. And I've woken up this morning, and there's just a giant red lump in my eye. So I think I've scratched my eye or something. It's really bad, isn't it, Meg?
Are you wearing sunglasses in there?
No, I'm hiding from everybody, though, because I'm so embarrassed. And it's also so sore, so it's putting me in a bad mood. So I apologize in advance for being a bit of a dick.
I reckon it's pink eye.
You know what? I'm going to write this down now because at some point we're guaranteed to do eye injuries on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
that's a given.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
Good morning, good.
The other day, we were chatting about this before, Jess was in my street and I have a very tiny little street in Wickham.
It's almost like a private lane.
Don't you love those kinds of people that ignore you outside the office? I'm like, I'm right next to you, Jess. Like, I'm like in your line of sight. I was waving and everything.
I don't notice anyone to make you feel better. No one.
Yes, I'm the same. Don't listen to him.
Oh, I love it. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. And, of course, with these horrific fuel prices right now, $50 worth of free fuel is great.
Yes.
If you want to play 131009. We need one guy, one girl. Ugh, the lasses, two ahead.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
24 to 22.
Come on, guys. Let's bring it back.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Now, if you haven't heard this game before, it is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. It runs all year. Currently, lasses are leading on 24 points to the lads on 22. Now, we still need on 13-10-09...
A lad.
Give us a
call. Come on, guys.
Playing for a $50 Ampol fuel card. It's very easy. Sometimes people win without even getting any questions right.
I mean, coin toss.
Forget lotto. It's heaps easier just to win stuff off a coin toss.
Absolutely. Let's go to our last first up, guys.
Yeah, that's right. It's Lisa from Mount Hutton. She's retired. It says she has the superpower of being able to memorize number plates. Oh, you would have done well as a cop or a private investigator or something. Huge Knights fan with a forearm tat dedicated to the team and thinks the last team motto should be "Rip it up." Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Really good. You sound like a real character. You massive Knights fan forever, or?
Oh yeah, since '88. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
question. Definitely. Did you freak out when they won the other day? Because everyone was like, oh, my God, they're going to lose. But they smashed it.
They absolutely smashed it. It was the first game I've watched at our new house. Like,
oh, that's exciting.
And I scared the neighbours.
Did they come around and go, just checking in on you? You just show them the Knights tat.
Is someone getting murdered? No, the Knights are winning.
Exactly right.
Oh, I love it.
Great to hear that kind of dedication to the team. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one, what is the name of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's latest movie?
Sorry.
No,
that's all right.
You can say shit on the radio. I'll give you the first word as a clue.
Okay.
Red.
I watched one, but it's not... I don't think it's his latest, but it was called Red Noses.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Congratulations.
Well done.
One on the board.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's a bit unexpected, right?
Yes.
Why do people think The Rock is a shit actor?
No, I mean, he's great.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, so do I. Well, a lot of people do, because they keep watching his movies.
That's true.
And his wrestling.
Yeah, that too. all right, number two. Which two colours are on the Valvoline logo?
Oh, Valvoline.
You can see it in your mind's eye.
I can. I'm not sure. I think it's red-green, but I think there could be gold in there.
No, it's red and blue.
Doesn't John Laws do the Valvoline ads?
Does he?
Yeah.
No. Oh, there you go. He's got
horrible men.
Oh, he's not a fan of Lawsy. He works for our network. Don't say too much.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So if we
retired.
Nah, he's still going. I reckon Lawsy's 86. You know,
really,
still going to work every day.
Okay.
Dedication. All right. Question
Lisa's
three.
Like, I'll be on a tropical island if I was Lawsy.
2H.
Oh my God,
he's on 2H.
Needs the money for God's sake.
2HD at 9 a.m.
Yeah, if you're a big Lawsy fan, get into it. All right, number three. What would you use a masonry bit to drill into?
Brickwork.
Yeah, that'll do it. Jeez, congratulations. Two out of three.
Well
done.
Absolutely
smashing it this morning, Lisa.
I think we have a game on our hands then. We're going to Kevin in Elmer Vale. He's a delivery driver. He's a motorbike and cars guy, big footy fan, and once met Mal Meninga, and he's frothing over that apparently. Thinks the lad's motto this year is win, win, win. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mel. How are we?
I'm not too bad. I was going to say, the lasses one is rip it up. Win, win, win. What do you think's better? Come on.
Yeah, that's how it is.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, sure.
Hey, right. Kevin, I've got to pull you up.
I can work with your system, Mel.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin.
Yes.
You know her name's not Mel, right?
It's yes.
Yeah, it's Meg.
I do work with her sister.
You know, you're out of Cardiff,
you know,
are you?
Family.
That's it.
But you work with your sister, but you can't get me name right. All right. Okay, all right. Well, hopefully we can get you a win, though.
She's off you now, Kevin.
All right, question one, all right? I'll just get your name wrong, it's fine.
Kelvin.
Just getting up early business.
Yes, I agree. Let's get into this. Question one. Manic Panic is a brand of hair dye with unusual colours. What colour is Mystic Heather?
Is it a purpley red?
That's purple. We'll give it to him.
Oh, my God.
Purpley red. We'll give
amazing.
It to him. All right, question two is multiple choice.
Is that an emo range of hair dye?
Yeah, it is. All right.
This is an emo versus regular person.
That's a different game and not a bad
one.
Hey,
you got
it right.
I don't know what you're complaining about. Question two, multiple choice. How often should a woman have a cervical screening test done to test for cervical cancer? A, every 5 years, B, every 10 years, or C, every 15 years?
Every 5 years.
That's the way. All right. This is for the win. Well done.
Did you just email these questions to your sister or something? Because this is amazing.
All right. True or false, the hair care brands Pantene and Herbal Essences are actually owned by the same company?
I think you're right.
Man. You are definitely right. Well done. 3 out of 3.
Lads,
Kevin's like a genius.
Kelvin's great.
Kevin knows his women, it seems.
Yeah, he does.
$50 fuel card coming your way.
Are you talking 55 years, mate, and got two daughters.
Oh, 55 years?
No, 35.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't sound that old.
Even 35, well
good
done.
Good job, man. One on the board for us, $50 worth of fuel. Happy days.
Well done. Indeed. What a game.
Oh, it was a real hot game, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Maddie Mel and Crevo at New FM.
Hanging out with Kelvin. look, Maddie, you're a big KFC fan, right?
Aren't we all?
Yeah, absolutely. You, yeah. Meg?
Oh, I had it for dinner last night.
Did
I don't
you?
Know why.
Yeah, well, look, this is going to next level that whole KFC thing because they're launching, and this is a bit more up my alley, a fancy 11-course degustation menu in a Sydney restaurant.
Fancy.
I'm all about this. Yeah. Crank up the violins up next. We're going to be talking about how KFC's gone fancy.
Wait, wait, wait. Yes. That means you're paying triple the price for a third of the product.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But
11 courses, though.
Think of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sell me next.
A monocle with KFC.
The Novos. Yeah. In your KFC degustation.
Exactly right. How about 11 courses taking KFC to a new level? They're saying it's elevating fast food. So it's a world first. They've joined forces with a British chef called Nellie Robinson. I just said the name in a said the name in a fancy way because obviously they're trying to create that image, if you will. So essentially what they're doing is taking a lot of the classics from KFC. For example, your Wicked Wings, potato and gravy, and they're changing them up to try and make a fancier version. You know, they take the a couple of pieces of the popcorn chicken, put them on like a big black plate with a little swirl of maybe gravy or
some gold leaf
supercharged sauce around the outside.
Now, I have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer this or not. With potato and gravy from KFC, it's not real potato. It's the powdered stuff.
It contains powdered potato.
Yeah.
Deb, by the way, is great. I prefer it over actual potatoes.
Okay.
It does contain potato.
Oh, a small amount.
Like dehydrated flakes.
But you want, if you're going to be paying how X amount of money for a degustation, you want real potato.
Now, it's actually pretty cheap for 11 courses.
Yeah.
It's only $75 a head. And that includes your matching wines, which I think...
Wine with KFC. Now, you want a Pepsi Max.
Decadent and fine wines to match is what they say.
So, I don't think anybody has ever put the time into matching wine to KFC.
I don't think so either.
I wonder what kind of wine would go with... like a, you know, original piece
I'm
going to
say Fruity
Lexia.
Yeah,
I reckon some people might have carried in the old Mayfield briefcase while carrying a big bucket, a bucket of 30 wings before. But this is on a new level. So some of the dish names include the potato and gravy candle, which I'm not sure how that works. I think they just make it into a big tower.
Okay.
And then, like, the gravy is...
Drips down the side. Like candle wax.
Like a... you know, like a volcano that you might make in primary school.
So somebody's touching the food, like...
Oh, well,
like
they have to.
Oh, they probably have the fancy moulds. Like
oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
like
probably
when they
goes
make a tartare or something?
Yeah, exactly.
I just imagine the movie Ghost, but with the KFC mash.
They're calling a change on the twister, like the twister wrap.
Yeah.
The tongue twister, twister sister.
And what's so different about that? How are they presenting that?
They've rearranged it. So
without the wrap?
Yeah, without the wrap. They've deconstructed it.
This sounds like a very bad adult movie.
they've also got the la-di-da drumstick, which is where they've once again deconstructed the drumstick and sort of put it onto a fancy black plate.
Yeah.
I've got some of the images, which I'm just going to show you to give you an idea and maybe, you know, you can help describe for the listener. So we've got a popcorn chicken situation here.
So we've
Maddie.
Got like a small mountain of popcorn chicken. You can only do that with four little bits. Mm. So there's four piled up. What's the leaning up to the side?
That's lettuce or something,
I'm
guessing.
I feel like I'm back in ancient Egypt. It looks like a little... You know,
and little pyramid.
It looks like they just grabbed the green parts out of the coleslaw.
Well, yeah, before it gets sort of run through the grinder. Now, have a look at how they're treating some of the Wicked Wings with a special firebox. Now, that looks fancy.
Cool. I'm into the firebox.
I do like that.
That looks fancy. They've got it on, like, this charcoal firebox with actual flames coming through.
So this is only in the
in
UK.
Sydney.
In Sydney?
Yes.
Oh, well, we need to go.
$75 bucks a head. And how's this? Money goes to charity.
Oh, even better.
There you go.
So it's for a good reason. Off we go. Little KFC road trip.
When is it? How can you get tickets?
It's March. Tickets on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 23rd of March.
Maybe that can be my birthday dinner, which is coming up.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, because you do love KFC.
I would love that. Yeah.
All right, let's work it out.
All right.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
All right, up next we are playing Would I Lie to You? You have to be a human lie detector. If you want to play 13109, we do have $100 to spend at Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. All you got to do is work out who is telling the truth, who is lying. Crevo and Maddie, they're both holding an item. Who is holding the real one? They're going to try and trick you. If you want to play, we're going to do it next.
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Okay, if you don't know how this game works, one of us is holding a real item, the other a fake. Today it is Maddie versus Crevo.
Come on!
Both seem very, very confident.
It's very simple for me.
I love your confidence, but you are going up against Mick from Fennel Bay, who works at the TAFE, says he plays along in the car all the time and thinks he has what it takes to spot a cheeky little liar. Good morning, Mick.
G'day, Meg. How are you?
Doing really well. What's going on for your Wednesday morning?
Oh, not much. A little bit dusty, actually. Caught up with a mate yesterday.
Oh, did you go to the pub?
Yeah, meant to be too.
What were you drinking, Mick?
Just schooners are new.
Yeah,
you can't beat an old, like an icy cold schooner of Tui's new.
Fresh off the tap.
Yeah.
Nah, definitely.
Beautiful stuff. All right, well, let's do this.
Yes, who do you want to go first, Crevo or Maddie?
Let's get Maddie out of the way.
All right, let's do this.
That's what they all say about me, Mick. Get him out of the way. Okay, so what I actually have here. Now, I know you might be thinking when I'm about to pitch this to you, how bizarre, how does he have that? But over the weekend, I had a friend of mine visit from Sydney who is a drag queen. Are you into drag queens, Mick?
Nah, not really.
You like watching them? You find them funny? Nah.
Nah, well, never really watched them. Nah.
Okay. That you're telling us about. So, Mick, basically, I don't know if, like, maybe you've never seen one, as you said, but they have these prosthetic fake boobs. So, essentially, what this is here is, like, two very real-looking boobs. I have them here. And basically, what you do is you hook them around the neck. They've got, like, these straps. So, then they put a dress on. And then it looks like they're wearing, like, they have boobs. So these are really expensive. I have to drop them off to Sydney when I go next week.
So you left them behind by accident.
Yeah. Maybe like a D cup size, I would say. I'm not good on the cup sizes, but
yeah, okay.
It sounds fake, doesn't it?
No, do you know what? Do you know the reason I brought these in today is because we always go like silly little things like Crevo's got, which he's about to tell you about. I thought, let's step this up.
All right.
So, drag queen fake boobs. That's what I have.
Crevo,
absolutely do not.
What do you have there?
Okay, this is the real item, obviously, because how ridiculous. Nobody has fake boobs in this studio. I have in here.
I do have a blow-up doll, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true. Okay, well, that's the one Maddie's having, not real. What I have here is a gardening glove. It's a Saxon brand, and I'm just going to flick the tip of the finger, Mick. Okay, and then it's like one of those ones where you've got the rubber palm area for good grip, because good grip's important, and then you've got sort of a softer liner around it. So I'll just run my finger along the rubber bit, okay? Hear that?
Ooh. Oh, stop!
You don't like that noise,
no.
Meg?
No.
Oh.
Do you know what? What are you? Mick Woody actually has is one of those flexible rubber rulers.
Oh, rubber ruler, whatever.
No, they have them.
It's a weird thing to come up with.
No, it's not. The receptionist brings them in all the time. They've been here forever. And you know how the scent, like little centimetres and millimetres are? Oh. That's that sound.
Sure. Sounds creative.
All right, Mick, do you have any questions for Maddie and his fake boobs?
Why did your friend bring the boobs down, Maddie?
Because my friend had a job, actually, at a family hotel. So he came back down to Newcastle and just get, like, had to get ready and drag at my house, and he just left them.
Okay. Any questions for Crevo?
No,
all right. Not. You said you can spot a cheeky little liar, Mick. Who is telling the truth?
I think Maddie's telling the truth.
You think I am telling the truth? You are locking in the prosthetic boobs that belong to a drag queen, Mick. Nah.
He was lying to you, Mick.
Crevo has the glove. What do you actually have, Maddie?
I have a double pack of clear packaging tape and a little flag here for the strap.
All made up. Oh, he so bloody sorry, got you, Mick. Sorry, mate.
Oh, you know, this is what happens when you go dusty.
Yeah, it's true. Your spidey senses are not as sharp.
Thanks, man.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Cardi B thinks her dog is haunted. And Sandra Bullock's opened up about what it's like filming next to Channing Tatum's junk. Oh, sorry, I got a little bit distracted there talking about Channing Tatum's junk.
Did you say Channing Tatum?
Yes, did I?
Oh my lord. A little bit flustered.
See, this is what happens when you talk about muscly naked people.
Wait, I thought you were talking about his rubbish.
No, like his real actual undercarriage.
Well, it's the most wanted story of the year. Yeah. I can't wait for this.
Prepare to be flustered. The Novos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson's here with What's the Goss. What do you have for us up first?
Now, I did get very flustered before talking about this story, but I'm sticking with Tanning Chatham.
New name.
Tanning Chatham. So Sandra Bullock's got this movie with him called The Lost City, and apparently there's a full frontal nude scene in there, so get your tickets to that, Matthew. Yeah. She is
open. I'll just take one of yours because obviously you've already purchased them.
We'll go together to see the new Channing Tatum movie. Sandra Bullock has opened up about what it's like to film that because obviously it'd be very confronting. And apparently, no prosthetics or CGI like they normally do with full frontal nude scenes in Hollywood.
In all honesty, when you're down there and you have two pages of dialogue, if you're looking directly at it, you'll get nothing done. I looked at his left thigh. I had to look down where it might be, but I just grazed it here and I focused more on the left inner thigh.
Okay, because you're a pro.
So ultra professional on set.
You know what? I'd have no professional control there whatsoever.
You like a bit of tanning chain.
Yes.
Have you been to the movies, Magic Mike
movies?
I've
never actually seen Magic Mike.
Really?
No.
Do you reckon he's typecast as the naked hot guy?
Absolutely.
Or do you reckon he likes being the naked hot guy?
I think he likes it.
Well, his past is, of course, being a stripper.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, there must be an element of the
experience.
What are you looking at on your screen right now, actually? Maddie.
I told you.
What? Can you just pan back for a second? What were you actually looking at? All I saw was one of those GIFs, and I'm pretty sure it was...
The website I'm currently on is mencelebrities.com/Channing-Tatum-nude.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see for the sake of this story.
Well, of course, you need to do research.
It's research.
Absolutely.
That's what you're telling
us. I'll send it to you, Jackson.
Yep.
You want it?
Yep. You say it's research when you're looking up nudes and when you're at the tax agent's office. But Sandra Bullock, actually, she's taking a break from acting. I don't know if you've seen this, but she's announced a 3-year hiatus.
Oh.
As well, so we're not going to see her on the screen.
Well, you've got to recover from what she had to deal with.
That's true.
Oh, she would have loved that.
Frothed.
Absolutely. How old is Channing Tatum now? Like 40?
I think so.
Around 40?
Still looks great.
Oh, yeah.
She looks amazing as well. Just a side note. Sandra Bullock does not age.
You're right.
At all.
In fact, they're two actors that don't age.
Yeah.
The two of them.
Fountain of youth.
Cardi B also doesn't age. Like, I don't think... She just gave up a $30 million movie deal as well. Speaking about actresses and actors. Yeah, she pulled out of a big Disney movie. But that's not what I want to talk about Cardi B for. She thinks her dog is haunted.
What? Doing
a very basic dog thing. Take a listen. If it ever plays.
Bro, I'm starting to think that Fluffy see ghosts. She must be seeing ghosts, bro, because she barks so much. When Officer wake up and start screaming at you, it's not going to be funny. Come here, Fluffy. But you see, now you woke him up.
So because her dog barks, she thinks it's possessed. She's on Instagram. She's also said that she's going to get a priest in to do some sort of exorcism on the dog.
You know what would be better? A dog trainer.
That's
true.
Get Dr. Harry.
Also, just like a bit of understanding that you own a Pomeranian, which is naturally barky, but yappy. Also, too, you walk around everywhere and go, like, as if the dog's not going to bark at you.
That's the same thing, like, you know, those whistles that set off dogs?
Yeah.
That's what Cardi B is, basically. She's a human one of those. Yes. She's walking around, oh, the dogs are haunted around me. Really? No, you're just doing weird noises.
I never thought I'd channel Crevo. In saying, how ridiculous.
Exactly.
Dogs don't get haunted.
No.
That's not a thing.
She just needs to get Caesar Milan out for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the money. That'd do a special. It'd be a thing.
Oh, she'd make a $30 million back.
Exactly.
Why do celebrities always buy Chihuahuas and Pomeranians?
Great question.
Like...
If you're going to buy, of course it's going to be yappy.
And they're, also, they're on a lot of planes, though, I think, because you fit them in the purse. It's a cute accessory.
Yeah, what about the toy poodle, guys? Also a small dog and ignored by celebs.
Long ignored. Shouldn't be anymore.
Thank you, Jackson. Welcome. 7 o'clock with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. And we are chatting to Cody from Maths up next, which is great. I don't know if you watched it last night. I want to talk to him about his Batman bed sheets.
Oh,
so
yes.
His wife, Selena, not too happy, went to his house. They did little home visits, right? And he still had, like, animated Batman bed sheets and like a Duna cover.
Oh, God.
I think it's hilarious. She's not
She's
happy.
Not into it.
Details in minutes.
The Novos. To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, Cody from Maths is coming up next, guys. Now, last night on the show, they visited each other's like places, right. Met each other's families, that kind of vibe. Anyway, Selena went over to Cody's, what we're calling a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word. She was really upset that he had Batman sheets on his bed.
Oh.
You know what?
I've got a picture here. Like... Look, there's a fine line because, Meg, you would know, like, when you're with somebody that's, like...
A nerd,
essentially. You're, like, into that kind of gear. It's, like, it's more acceptable, I feel, to have this sort of stuff.
See, but there's a difference, and I'm going to say this now.
It's the animated Batman.
Oh. There's a difference between
on the bed
owning the sheets and having them on when this new girl comes around.
Yeah.
Like, get some plain sheets. You can bring them out and put them on the guest bed if you're desperate.
Nice, plain, 1,000 thread count if you're having visitors.
I'm a little bit sympathetic to this guy.
Do you find it hot?
Not hot, but I don't like...
Oh, he's got the Batman sheets.
Let me say this. Mm. I do not have Batman bed sheets at home, but... I do have Star Wars boxer shorts.
That's different.
Is it though?
For me, that's different.
If Star Wars bed sheets were there and you're at the shops, that was quite a good deal.
I personally wouldn't put them on my bed because I like...
That's a big lightsaber.
I like the darker colours.
Okay,
yeah.
Question, if you're out on a date, would you be wearing the Star Wars boxers?
Probably no
there
underwear.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
There's an inside of your
joking,
dating life.
I'm joking, guys.
Obviously not.
But we're going to catch up with him next. You know, he worked through a lot of his emotional issues on the show last week.
Sure did.
God, people are judgy. There's lots of tweets out today. I feel sick looking at Cody's rank kitchen.
Oh.
Cody's place looks like a hotel quarantine room minus the kettle.
God.
Cody and friend look like they've been burgled. Anyway, I want to chat to him next. We'll ask him a few questions, in particular the Batman sheets.
Of course.
Got to ask about that.
The Novos. And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
The Maths train continues, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Last night on the show, watching it, very interesting episode. Now, a couple of the couples, including Selena and Cody, met each other's nearest and dearest, visited each other's house. Now, poor Cody's getting a lot of shit in the media today for his apartment. It's a bit of a bachelor pattern. Yeah. And I think a lot of single guys out there can really relate. Now, this was Selena's reaction when she walked into Cody's apartment.
Yeah, this house could definitely do with a woman's touch. But I'm really excited about seeing Cody's natural habitat and meeting his friends and family.
Cody, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm tracking well. How are you all?
Oh, good, man. Good. I've got to say, on behalf of all single guys out there, I think your place looks fine, man.
Thanks, bro. I really appreciate that.
Now, like, even watching that, do you then sort of feel the need to scurry around and tidy up? Because if I had that happen, I would just... Because I think what would happen, like, you go off to go film something, maybe you don't have time to sort of tidy up your place or whatever, and then you're surprised that the film crew goes out there.
Well, to tell you the truth, that's the first time I'd seen the house myself. Like, my lease expired when we were filming. So when I turned up, all my reactions were quite authentic as well. So both Selena and I just saw this absolute sty, but it looks like a dodgy Airbnb, doesn't it?
A little bit, but did you take it to heart when she was so critical, especially with, like, the Batman sheets, for example?
You know, I still rate the Batman sheets, I've got to say. Although it was initially a prank of my housemate, I still rock them. But I think after living with Selena for a long period of time prior to that, she knows I am actually a bit tidier than what was made out.
So, Cody, are you a huge Batman fan? I've loved it since I was a kid.
I do definitely rate Batman.
And do you like
it? Even R-Bats has pulled it off in the latest movie.
Oh, so you've seen it, you rate it. I think it's great, hey.
Yeah, they've done a good job. Yeah. They've reworked it and, you know, he's come a long way since Twilight.
Who do you think is the best Batman? We're just nerding out about it.
How do we get on to this? But I'd go Christian Bale, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm going to put Christian
Bale.
Now,
the fact that you can even rank them, to me, says you are a big fan. And the Batman sheets are real.
Now, like, Selena strikes me as somebody who has a really clean apartment. Like, I imagine her place to look like a model home. Is that the case?
It is dead accurate.
Yeah.
She's like, as I said, usually, and shockingly, I am quite clean myself, but Selena in the apartment, if I left a pair of shorts on the bed, intending to wear them when I got out of the shower, they would be put away.
Really? Does that annoy you? Like that level of, I'm calling it OCD.
No, I actually rate it. You've seen, like, our apartment. There's actually a bit of a grub in the kitchen. So when I was living with Selena, I was like, this is really refreshing. This is what it should be like, right?
Yeah, how are your friends dealing with Selena at the moment as well? Because obviously you've met friends, met family.
Yeah, Selena's a champion. Like, my mates get along with her so well.
That's
I was never concerned about that. She's a gorgeous girl.
You always get worried, though, the first impressions. Like, what are they really going to think? Because when they go to the bathroom, that's when you have the secret chat.
Oh, totally.
Well, that's what I do anyway.
Yeah, we just sort of touched base on it, but we didn't have too much to worry about. I think I was very confident from the start that Selena would mesh quite well with the family and friends. So.
You're very cute together.
On a more serious note, Cody, like, obviously, in the episode last night, we got to hear a lot about, I guess, your, you know, overall disposition, maybe when it comes to relationships. Is it for some, like, a reserved guy, like I'm guessing you are to some degree in that sense emotionally, is it hard to open up with cameras around and then watching it back? Like, what's that feeling like?
Oh, totally. It's like, it's super hard to express myself at the best of times. I mean, you've got the camera and the crew in front of you. Like, the last thing I'm going to do is go up and cuddle her and kiss her. But fortunately, we did have all that time. You forget, Selena and I spent a whole week that barely make up two episodes. And so in that time, Selena and I did actually progress in the relationship. And understandably, that's what was frustrating for Selena. Like, she could see it, but she knew no one else could.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. You guys really did make progress in that week.
Look, you guys are a cute couple. I really hope you stay together. You're one of my favourite two on the show.
No doubt.
We just received a message, Cody, from a listener. And she says, move over, Selena. Maddie and Cody are vibing. Hashtag Mattman. Oh, that's all right, man.
Mate,
look, enjoy.
Put number comes to it.
Okay. You swing both ways?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's right. Don't you bloody gaslight me there, Cody.
Maddie was getting all flustered there.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Yes, what a nice guy.
I like him.
Absolutely.
Maths continue. 7:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah,
Channel
all
9.
That
it's the dinner party tonight. Apparently, there's an OnlyFans scandal with Dominika tonight.
Olivia is apparently the one who's uncovered it. What a shock.
Indeed.
Yeah.
An OnlyFans scandal on Maths. Who would have thought?
It's more of a Love Island thing, though. Not
you're
really
usually, that. Yeah, but you're less surprised. But
to be fair, the people on Love Island, don't they normally get discovered on, like, OnlyFans?
Yeah,
let's be
true,
real.
True,
most
true.
Likely. Hey, up next, this interesting thing happened on the show yesterday while you're off, Maddie. They were talking about, Jess had a news story about inflation, how price per everything, petrol's going up. We've all noticed it, right? But two products she picked out, Tim Tams and Tip Top Bread. And I don't know why, but it just caught my attention. I did a little digging. Turns out many, many news outlets have been talking about Tim Tams and Tip Top Bread specifically.
Wow.
And I don't know if there's a bit of a conspiracy going on.
Petrol, Tim Tams and bread.
It's the Tim Tams and Tip Top Bread specifically. I'm doing like a Media Watch style uncovery on how this whole thing's going down up next. The Novos. Yeah, so yesterday on the show, I just heard this bit that Jess did in the news about how inflationary pressure was building up and the price of specifically Tim Tams and Tip Top Bread was going to go up.
So the price of regular non-Tip Top Bread is still fine, stable.
I don't think so, but for some reason, and that's like why it just tripped my what's going on here alarm. And I was like, has Tip Top sort of sponsored a news or something, or is it just, I don't know.
On that though, you don't want everyone to hear Tip Top Bread's going up, because that's maybe it's a thing from Wonderwide. Or Helga's or something.
Well, that's possible.
A conspiracy.
Helga's is like, we've secured our flour supplies for months now. Our price will be exactly the same.
Welcome to Bread Wars.
But I don't know. The fact that there was two different, those specific items, it just like tripped a little alarm for me. And I decided to do a bit of investigation. Do you have here on how it went on the show just yesterday, Maddie? Jess, when you're talking about grocery prices going up there, and you've said it's going to be bread and Tim Tams that's going up, is that the only two products?
It's just an example.
My question is, though, did you pick those two items, or were they a given example in another news story?
They might have been an example in another news story.
Right, okay. I was just checking, like, were they, like, on the mind, or was that what's happened? Okay, so further investigation shows it's not just Jess that were picking these two specific products, because the Sydney Morning Herald, shoppers have been warned they could be paying more for everything from Tim Tams to Tip Top Bread in coming months.
And I thought, that's one.
There's one example, one place. We then move on to Flipboard News, who didn't even bother to change anything. They just said the exact same quote. Shoppers have been warned they could be paying more from everything from Tim Tams to Tip Top Bread in coming months. We then move over to Western Australia, where WA Today has said, Australians could have been warned shoppers could be paying more from, they at least changed the order, Tip Top Bread to Tim Tams in coming months. The Brisbane Times, look, they didn't use the same warning, wording, but those were the two things. So they said, you've got to be careful in coming months because inflationary pressures are causing Tim Tams and Tip Top Bread to raise in price.
Yeah, but why is it those two products in
this
particular?
This is what I don't know. And this is where I wonder if there's like a sponsorship situation situation happening on one of the papers and then all the other journalists are just copying it? Or have there been like a broader sponsorship of those two brands? Why wouldn't they just said bread and chocolate?
I don't understand that. Maybe they love a bit of alliteration. Tim Tam Tip Top.
That's like, maybe where it started.
It gets it stuck in people's brains.
Could they have just gotten lucky, those two brands? Because there's no doubt people will now go out and rush and panic
buy
Tim Tams.
I went out and bought two packets of Tim Tams yesterday.
The marketing works. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but I'm throwing it out there that it might well be, because that's too much coincidence, guys.
What's the Tim Tam competitor? Like, who would you say that is?
I don't think really have a... unless it's home brand.
If we put on our, like, marketing hats for a second, the Tim Tam competitor is just other chocolate, really.
Yeah.
They're the two... You don't buy, say, you know, shortbread instead. There's no, like, direct competitor.
I think you're right, Meg. I think maybe Cadbury and Helga's bread have... like men on the inside, these media organisations.
To say, oh, the price of those is going up.
Yeah. Trash them. Trash Tim Tams.
Baker's Delight, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that supermarket brand, go to Baker's Delight.
Who in the newsroom is the inside man for Helga's and Cadbury?
Well, that's the question.
Because it was on UFM. Jess, is it you?
No.
Have you done a deal with Helga's?
why is the Helga's truck pulling up here today?
There's only one real answer.
A pallet of bread.
A couple of soy and linseed loaves for Jess.
and a case of Tim Tams.
Nah, she goes to the gym too much.
I know. They're the two least likely foods Jess would ever eat.
But maybe her partner likes Tim Tams.
Does he like Tim Tams?
Partial to a Tim Tams.
Yeah, that's no coincidence, guys. I'm just saying.
Put this in your diary in a couple of months. Mm. See if the price has gone up on both items.
Or the share price.
Yeah, that too.
Interesting. Hey, guys, I'm checking in with Jess, the free bread receiver next at UFM. The
Novos. I don't know about you. I think it's a bit of jealousy, this ScoMo versus Albo thing. Obviously, the political race is on. So, he's taking digs. Well, ScoMo's taking digs at Albo about his new look.
Appearance.
I don't really agree. Yeah, look, there are other things. Attack his policy, whatever. Don't go after the looks. That's a very shallow thing to do.
I would say the shallowest you can go, pretty much.
I'm just going to put it out there. Albo's looking great. Yeah. He's done a lot. He like, his image is completely transformed. He's obviously doing things for the right reasons, healthy reasons. He looks great. And then ScoMo comes on yesterday onto Paul Murray Live and just has a bit of a go, a bit of a dig, if you will, at Albo's new look.
I'm not pretending to be anyone else. We're still wearing the same glasses. sadly, the same suits. And I weigh about the same, and I don't mind a bit of Italian cake either. So I'm happy in my own skin. I'm not pretending to be anyone else.
As you brought up before though, Maddie, it looks like that ScoMo over the last couple of years has in fact lost a bit of weight himself.
Almost,
he can't really talk.
Almost exactly the same amount, isn't it?
Full admission here.
Yeah. Mm.
I am voting Labor in the next election.
Yeah.
I think it's time. The Liberals have had too long in office and there's been a lot that they haven't done.
Yeah.
I think they just keep trying to get in on this, you know, imaginary, record on managing the economy.
Yeah.
And they really haven't. I know there's lots of, circumstances that have,
of course,
you know, made them spend the money.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for them to move on. They haven't done the job they promised. There have been a lot of broken promises. But I don't think, it's fair to say, actually, that ScoMo's attacking his looks.
To a degree. Well,
because, that to me is, oh, look at Albo, that ugly-looking thing. Isn't he just a rotter? Like, you can't even...
Yeah.
That's attacking somebody's looks. Having a go at his, you know, glasses and style, I don't think that's as much of a personal attack as everybody's making
out. Well, he did say, he went on to say, he goes, and when you're Prime Minister, you can't pretend to be anyone else. You've got to know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, then how are other people going to know? That, to me, sounds like he's saying that Albo is only changing his look to become Prime Minister.
To trick people, sort of thing.
Well, I mean...
That's what's being implied.
Yeah.
I think if you...
That's the dig that I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's as bad as everybody's.
Yeah.
Look, to give ScoMo credit, which I don't like to do,
I
honestly do think it's a bit of a beat up.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay for Anthony Albanese to go on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, right? So this is where all this little tit for tat started.
Yeah.
And, like, make fun of ScoMo playing the ukulele and stuff. Like, I get it. It's funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know. It's just tit for tat stuff.
But that's the thing at the moment. It seems to be more about attacking each other rather than attacking.
Thank you. Yeah. It needs. Where's. Why aren't they talking about stuff that matters?
Well, they are. I think they are doing that.
I think the media
that,
attention is more focused on.
Maybe
we're
that's
doing
the
right
case.
Now. We
yeah.
can't really talk.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you guys. Offended by what ScoMo said?
I'm offended by the fact that that's even an issue.
Yeah.
Why are they talking about each other's weight?
Yeah.
How ridiculous. Do your job. Do a thing. Fix a policy or something.
Yeah.
I don't care how thin or fat you are, either of you. Get sorted.
I will say this in Albo's defense as well before we wrap it up. He was... A lot of people have been attacking him, saying, you know, how can we trust this guy to manage our economy and public money, essentially? And when he was in his last, he was the infrastructure minister under the last Labor government, he oversaw over $75 billion worth of public projects, and not one of them went over time or over budget.
Okay.
Jeez,
there's
that's
a lot
impressive.
Of information out there that just you know, once you take away the hype, you know, the hyperbole of the media
the circus,
stuff,
yeah.
Do your own research. Both have, you know, pros and cons.
Of course, absolutely. Of course.
It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
And when it even gets called. Who knows?
True.
The 14th of May, apparently.
Is that the is that the tip?
Hasn't been called, but ScoMo's saying it's mid-May, the federal election, and then Albo come out and said it's the 14th of May.
Jeez, so they both know.
Yeah.
It's not far.
No.
Real soon. Do your research. There's a lesson there.
Birthday Lotto is up next. Worth $350 today. Krivo, what month are we looking for?
We are looking for September.
All right, if you're born in September, the lines are now open. 13 10 09 is our number.
The Novos. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
It is Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. We play this twice a day. Today, the jackpot sits at $350, which is nice. We're looking for September babies today. Let's meet up. They are.
Yeah, it's Eloise from Cessnock. Manages wedding venues. Says she's loud, honest and friendly. Has a 10-year-old, so says she's pretty boring. But did stay out till 4 a.m. at Mardi Gras and is going to Fiji in September. So needs the cash for that. On your birthday, is it?
Almost, not quite.
Oh, that's pretty good. You can have a party here and go to Fiji.
Yeah, double the fun.
Eloise, we need to talk about Mardi Gras out till 4 a.m. You are wild.
So wild.
What a wild woman you are. What did you do?
Thanks so much. It was actually for one of my staff, her hen's party.
Oh,
oh,
wow.
That's so fun.
What a great event to go to for a hen's.
Yeah, she's a lot more wild than I am.
Oh, you two together then. That would have been a handful.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
I love it.
What a great event.
Well, let's try and win you some money, Eloise.
Good luck.
Let's do it.
Off to Fiji. Oh, 350 extra in your pocket. Yes,
put
please.
That on the bar.
That's a flight over to Fiji.
All right.
Just about. Yeah.
Were you born on the 14th of September?
No.
Still, got plans to go to Fiji. That's a winner.
Yeah, and your birthday's coming up. You're still doing great. Yeah.
Thanks, Eloise. Yeah. See ya.
What a lovely lady.
This is what I hate about this game. I just want to give it to everybody.
I know. Guys. Everyone's got a story and
she
a reason.
She was such high energy and we just took it away from
her. Yeah, that's all right. Hey, you got to be in it to win it, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, we are playing UFM's 100K Wordplay somewhere inside the next 30 minutes. Keep it here.
The Novos.
$100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, and come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. How about now, though? having a go at going into the draw to play for $100,000. Yes, please.
Very easy to do.
Yeah, we just need one contestant right now. 13-10-09 if you want to go at this. It's a very simple word association game. You get the matching word with one of us into the draw to play.
Also, the 2-week membership.
Well, that's free
and
right away.
Fitness and a Katara.
Even just by getting on the air, you're an instant winner.
Look at that, hey. How good. Yeah. This is massive, life-changing money. We'll play next.
The Novos. I'm
EMF Fitness Center, Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again. Yeah, 100K day is going to be so exciting. Be a big draw. Somebody could be walking away with $100,000 that day. Just straight in the bank account. Ka-ching.
Oh, imagine the feeling of seeing that direct deposit.
Oh.
Go into your bank account. You're in, like, six-figure
land.
What's so great about this?
Yeah.
And we do this competition so many times every day.
Yeah.
But even still, we say, you know, it's life-changing money. It really is.
Yeah.
Think about the ways your life would change. Mm. Picture it. Feel it. Start looking through catalogs of things you would buy.
Spend it in your mind.
Yeah.
That's what I've...
Have it all spent before you get to under
exactly.
Payday.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah, we're going to Donna in Woodbury this morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing really well. All right, what's the first thing you are buying if you score $100,000?
Oh, look, I'd just share it with my family.
Oh, you're sweet. See, I'd be so selfish.
Remember how we're related, Donna?
Yeah.
I'm your cousin, I think.
Twice removed.
Which is good. Which is great.
Hey, Donna, have you been going well with this at home?
I haven't been going too bad.
Okay.
Good sign.
You know
good
what?
Sign.
Not cocky. I like that. All right, Donna, your word for this morning is playground. Okay, take a think. What do you think Maddie, myself, or Crevo would have said with playground?
Playground.
What was that?
School.
Okay.
School. Okay.
Good luck.
Play 100K Wordplay now. Looking for the word school for Donna. Can she match it to Crevo, Meg, or myself? Let's go to Crevo first up.
Swings.
Yeah, everyone loves the swings at the playground.
Yeah, my favourite.
Okay.
Meg, let's go you next.
Yep. Kids.
No. It's all on me, Donna. Let's do this. We're looking for the word school. Slide.
Oh.
Sorry.
Donna.
Damn.
Oh.
Sorry, Donna.
Better luck next time.
That was a little bit of a hard one.
It was.
Yeah, when there's so many different responses, you got to channel us.
Exactly. Hey,
Donna, keep trying, okay? This is still going on for a couple of weeks.
You've got the 2-week trial as well at EMF Fitness Center Katara, so you can give that a go. Great gym.
You're already a winner,
yeah,
which is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, what's the goss? Up next with producer Jackson.
Do you remember Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, okay, so she's back. She's trying to get out of a conservatorship, and she's spilled some details on this new Instagram she's got. I'm going to play some audio. Also, too, I'm going to tell you why Robert Pattinson seems cool, because he's Batman and he's a bit hot, but he's so boring and you'd never want to date him.
Okay. Ooh,
interesting.
Well, he turned Kristen Stewart into a lesbian.
Yeah. I never thought about that way.
That's you know, as a straight man, I feel like that'd be the ultimate kick in the guts.
Mm.
Like your ex, goes and bats for the other team.
Especially at like that age. Yeah. If you're just young, real young people, and you're just finding out about your life, that's a different story.
You could spin it too. You could say I was that good of a man that they never wanted to experience another.
True. You know,
I fulfilled them so
much. That's what you would say.
Optimist.
So that's what you would say if your husband Jackson went left you and for a woman.
Yeah, thank God I was fulfilling.
The Novos.
Can't you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson here with What's the Goss.
Good morning. Sorry, I just got distracted. See, I nearly fell off my chair.
Well, Crevo, awkward moment in here.
Yeah.
So, on this show, we have, like, our names next to the segment who's, like, introducing them, and Crevo decided to be the little fat boy from Willy Wonka and make Meg's break off her. She's very shocked
all
and appalled.
Yours.
Nah.
All yours.
I just said him. Yeah, I'm very sorry, Meg.
I was away yesterday. You had to run the show.
Yeah.
Anchor for a day. Look at ya.
Look, if you want to do two back-to-back.
I'm so proud of you.
On you, buddy.
I just wanted to know what's going on with Amanda Bynes.
I know. I suspected that you'd be the one on the team that's like, tell me, I need to know. She's back, right? So she's kind of gone off the rails. I don't know if anyone's followed this journey as closely as I have.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
I think it's more relevant. She was wild at one stage on social media.
Like, teardrop absolutely tattoo wild. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, throwing paraphernalia for the wacky tobacco at people out
of God.
Her
10th-story
apartment building in New York City. Anyway, she's trying to get out of her conservatorship, and to do so, she's removing the tattoos from her face, so she's getting those lasered, and she's back on Instagram.
What's up, Instagram? Amanda Bynes here. My court date is coming up in 2 weeks. I want to thank you all so much for your love and support. Peace out.
Why does it sound like she's reading some sort of kidnapping script, right?
That was so scripted.
But she's also opened up about why she looks bad in her paparazzi pictures, because she says she's always squinting in the sun and people are just vile and they always go out to make sure that she only gets direct sun shots because the paparazzi and media hate her. She's not really proving a point that she's stable-minded, right? Mm. She also says that she's going to be dishing the dirt on some casting directors and big movie directors, because, of course, she was big in Disney, that said she looked like a monster, so that's why she tattooed her face.
Aww. That's actually a bit heartbreaking.
That bit sad.
Yeah.
But she's going on all of these big rants online, so I don't think she's going to come out of her conservatorship anytime
it's
soon.
It's not going to help a case, really.
Well, she wants to get out of it because she wants to get married, because she's engaged.
Oh.
The only thing that might help her is, obviously, Britney's case is like a test case, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were watching that to see what happens.
Yeah, but I think there might be a chance she'll come out of it, because before Britney's conservatorship court case and it was all terminated, she was ranting and raving on her Instagram as well, like to a degree.
That's true. She does sound a lot healthier than she has been before.
Hey, the number one thing for me is she's getting the face tat removed. That speaks volumes of her state of mind.
Well,
like, she's like, get rid of it.
She's making a movie comeback as well, apparently, in 2022.
Really?
So it's going to be her and Lindsay Lohan making the comeback.
I was going to say
2004 again?
I thought you were going to say they're going to be in the same film. I was like, wow, this
would
be
good.
Well, fantastic.
If Lindsay can star in a G-rated holiday special on Netflix, let me tell you, Amanda Bynes can come back.
Yeah.
Is that holiday special out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it came out
at Christmas, yeah.
Oh, right.
I haven't seen it.
What was it called again?
I'm just live Googling it now. Lindsay was great in it.
Because
like,
there's so much money being...
It's called The Holiday.
I think I saw that.
No, it's not.
What did I see with her in it? I can't remember now. God, very memorable.
She's in the Planet Fitness ads at the moment and she looks really good.
Really?
Yeah.
See, doing gym...
Yeah.
Things have really changed.
I think she's doing everything and she's dissolved her filler as well, so she looks great. Isn't that interesting when you want to make a comeback, you dissolve your filler? Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a way to grab some headlines.
Robert Pattinson, you don't want to date him apparently?
No, because he's boring.
Oh.
He's like good looking, but he's boring. Interesting too that him and Kristen Stewart are making a comeback at the same time.
Yes.
But these are his hobbies, so if you were to go on a date with him, this is what you'd expect to get up to with RPATs.
I have like little fleeting hobbies, like I like carving things.
What? What are you carving?
I made a paper tray.
What?
I made a paper tray when someone thought it was a piece of modern art, and because there wasn't any paper in it, they're like, who made this? What artist? And I was like, that is a piece of wood.
And I made it.
Wouldn't you just rather go to sleep and be single for the rest of your life?
Sounds horrific.
He just doesn't. He needs to be, I don't know, something more exciting going on.
Imagine if that was your first date with RPATs.
I made a paper tray.
We did some carving.
He's lucky he's in Batman, because that brings it up a little bit, but...
See, I'm
Batman.
I wasn't a Twilight fan. I haven't seen Batman. I've got no interest, so we still
have the zero, for me. Zero interest from you. Yeah. No tattoos, no piercings, no good.
A lot of people are boring, though. Just because you're a celebrity. Like,
doesn't mean you have exciting hobbies outside of your job.
I wonder what Tom Cruise's hobbies are.
Well,
like big action star, you know, you think, he's a cool guy. Well, actually, I think...
He is motorcycles and cars and stuff. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's all it is. That takes up a lot of time.
Recruiting. Do you reckon he doorknobs? Do you reckon he... Hello, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Church of Scientology.
No, he's too high up. I think he's in on the money-making side of things.
Yeah,
it's true. Are you saying that the Church of Scientology is a business?
Oh, well, I'll let you do your own research on that.
Hello, yes, can I help you? Yes, hello, could I talk about the Church of Scientology? Oh, why is your shoe wedged between my door and the...
You can get that right out of here.
Do you know what I used to do on the farm to people who used to come door knocking? Oh, not right, but it's very funny as a kid.
Yeah.
I used to let the rooster loose that used to attack people.
I used to say that our neighbour had been thinking about joining whatever they'd talk about and send them on a really long road down a country drive on the farm.
That's evil and amazing at the same time.
You know what? I love living in an apartment because I haven't had a door knocker for years.
Yeah.
I can't get past the first security level, can they?
It is a real, like SAS mission when they knock, isn't it? Like, you've never dived so quickly on the ground in your life.
See, I was going to say, living in the apartment, you don't get the door knockers, but you don't get your menu log delivered to the door either. So it's a bit of a catch-22
I'll go downstairs and get the menu log. No door knockers, guys.
Too annoying.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yo. I really like this new stuff from George Ezra.
I think it's good. It's vibey.
I'm not feeling it yet.
Not feeling
it yet. I might need a few more listens.
Okay. Well, you'll get one in a moment.
Exactly. It's not My Chemical Romance.
Oh. I like this. Thank you very good. Much.
Taylor Swift.
Something for everyone. That's what Jackson offers.
Bad Blood. What about this thing?
Oh, I do like this. Yeah.
Good, right? Tate McRae.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Her voice. It's very, very unique. Good, very good.
This is kind of pop punky.
It is. Like, I can hear Paramore doing this.
Yeah, but no one's playing Paramore anymore.
No.
It's been a while.
It's all about her now.
Yeah.
It's all about Tate McRae.
Yeah. Hey, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. I want to talk about on the show next, we're chatting with Cody from Maths a little bit earlier about his Batman bed sheets.
That's
Selena
right.
Selena was not too impressed when she walked into his house in last night's episode and slept in a bed with cartoon Batman sheets. Now, what's your vibe around the team, starting with you, Krovo?
We can't have them as a grown person.
No.
Absolutely not.
You're more than welcome to have them. However, if you're bringing a girl home for the first time, put them away, put your plain sheets down, make an impression.
Jackson?
I honestly think it's so fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any issue with it.
I mean, look, it depends. I feel like Batman's okay, but if it was, you know, Bob the Builder for story.
These were very childlike looking sheets. Like
they
for
are
a grown
childlike
man.
Looking sheets. You it's don't like have, 34.
Don't have... Yeah. I'm putting this out there. If that's your whole personality and you absolutely love this stuff and you made no, you haven't hidden it at all and you've, found someone else that likes that, then you guys are going to, absolutely froth it.
If you're out wearing the Batman belt buckle and the Batman socks and all that kind of stuff, you're a Batman fanatic.
Yeah, and you've found somebody that also is all good.
Krovo, you wear a Star Wars jumper all the time.
That's right.
And I was thinking about this, about my own wardrobe.
Yes.
I own Star Wars boxer shorts.
I feel like it's different to sheets.
Well, I've been teased about the boxer shorts before. Surely you're not wearing those if you have company. They are thing, you know. Yeah. If you're having company...
it's a hand solo situation.
You did admit, though, you wouldn't wear them on a first date.
No, of course
there you
not.
Go. Later but on into the relationship.
But
yes.
I wear jocks, not boxers.
Yeah, okay. True.
So I'm not, who wants those under your jeans?
Yeah.
Are they the satin ones?
I feel like... I feel like this happens a lot with people. I want to open up the lines next. 131009. Does your partner own kids' merch and still uses it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, bought, like, pajamas, bed sheets. Maybe they buy toys, collect toys.
Oh, God, yeah. There's some people that absolutely love it.
And what are your thoughts on it? I feel like women don't, like, I don't think many women out there are buying My Little Pony sheets as grown women and putting them on their beds.
It's a guy thing,
right?
And then some girls tolerate it, I think is where it stands. The
Novos. What do you think, you're Batman or something? Yeah, so weird. Cody from Maths on the show last night. As Batman sheets. As a 34-year-old man.
Now, he's saying it's a stitch-up.
No, but he said he was into it. We spoke to him earlier.
Yeah,
but
he's saying it was a little bit of a stitch-up.
I feel like that's a lie.
Yeah, he just said that, so it's not so awkward when he's talking to people.
And it wasn't like, you know, the Dark Knight merch or anything. There was the animated Batman.
Like classic.
Comic book style.
Yeah.
Like, you would have had that when you were what? Like, you know, 15 maybe?
If that. Like, even by then, it's a bit uncool, right?
Yeah. It is a lot, isn't it? Well, we're chatting on 131009. Does your partner own kids' merch? So, like, the sheets, maybe some pajamas, Batman clock next to the bed, that kind of gear. And, of course, we did say this is more of a guy thing. I feel like guys do this more than women. And I think that's right, because we have three ladies lined up, starting off with Katie. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Katie. Does your man own kids' merch?
Absolutely not. He is quite the opposite. I'm the embarrassing one of the couple.
What have you got? Okay. Run us
shock
through.
Horror. Well, back in the day, I used to be a huge Family Guy fan, so I had all of the DVDs, everything. But notoriously, when I come home from a night out, I had a T-shirt of the bar that features in Family Guy. The drunken clam. So I was the drunken clam. When I come home from town, I pop that shirt on, and that's how I roll.
Oh, wow. So you weren't getting into the sexy lingerie. It was the drunken clam T-shirt.
Yep, I am who I am. I've got the T-shirt to prove it.
And so what was... Did he like the drunken clam T-shirt?
Absolutely not. But yeah. I'm not changing for anyone. I am who I am. And I think, you know, go for it, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
On that show, I think the watermelon... picture was a bit more shocking than the bedspread.
Grow up, Katie!
You live your own life. Don't listen to us.
Let's go to Shana. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing really well. Does your partner own kids' merch, Shana?
No, unfortunately it was me still showing my inner child.
Oh, what have you got?
So I have let go now. I've hidden that inner child a bit, but from 15 up until 18, it was bananas in pajamas.
What did you have?
Did you have the pajamas?
I had the pajamas.
Yes.
I had the doona cover and the curtains.
Curtains.
And even for my 18th birthday, my mum, who unfortunately isn't with us now. Made a birthday cake that was bananas in pajamas for me.
Oh, my God. And we can't even make too much fun because of the whole situation.
Shana, when I pitched this segment to the guys this morning, you are the exact type of caller I wanted.
He was dreaming of it.
18 years old and bananas in pajamas for him. That's incredible.
Now, you said you put it all away, so you still own all of this merch.
Yes, and I've still got the old crocheted teddies that
Nat
made me.
Oh, that's kind of cute. I mean, did you ever bring a guy back to that room?
Well, look, I have been with my husband since I was 15, and he's still with me, so...
Oh, so he was witness to all of the banana in pajama fangirlingness.
He sure did.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Hey there. You've got a banana in your pajama. Brings a whole new meaning to that, doesn't it?
Oh, do you still love this song, Shana?
I do, and I'm really sad that I can't pass it on to my children.
Now, can I ask you a question? Did you hate it when it went to, like, the animated version versus, like, the real thing?
Yes, okay, so it's not just me.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Shana. Meg knows a little bit too much.
Yeah,
as well.
I didn't even know that happened.
I love bananas in pajamas. It's great.
To this day. Yeah, let's do it. Savannah, how are you doing?
Hi,
Hello, good.
That's good. So tell us, does your partner have children's merch?
Both me and my partner do, actually.
What have you got?
I've got Disney princesses, Mickey Mouse, Dumbo, Winnie the Pooh, anything you can think of.
Wow, is it...
Actually, for my 30th birthday, my children and my wife got together, and everything I got was Disney.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So is that your sheets as well?
My bed sheets, my curtains, my clothing. I don't own one piece of clothing that's not Disney.
Wow.
Oh, my God, yeah. Savannah. So you're the type of person who walks into, like, Zing and drops a bucket load.
They know me by name.
Of course they do.
Oh, Savannah, welcome back, our best customer.
Savannah, what's your most treasured item that you own?
Oh, gosh, my most treasured item.
Yeah.
Probably my Disney. I've got all my house keys cut in Disney.
Oh my God.
Wow. Pandora. I've got two bracelets of Disney.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, because I have all the Disney-themed Pandora charms.
Now, Savannah, when you first, like, brought your wife home, did she know about this, or were you, like, keeping a bit on the down low?
Well, see, I met her through family, so she kind of had the down low about it anyway, but she didn't realise how bad I was.
until she came to your place and there's your Disney princess
but
sheets.
I think I've pulled her on to the Disney bandwagon now.
She's embraced it.
My whole car is now covered in it. So I've got Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Dumbo, Disney princesses.
Oh my God.
Not Here Before Christmas.
Can you send us a picture to our Instagram?
Yeah.
At the Novos underscore.
This is incredible.
We'd love
to. My wife walks around in Pokemon and Nightmare Before Christmas clothes.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Putting it out there, Savannah, do you think, and we can maybe explore this further, are you Australia's biggest Disney fan?
I don't know. I'd want to think I am.
Wow.
I'm on many pages and there's quite a few of us out here.
Yeah.
Like on Facebook and stuff. You definitely.
What you're saying is, though, is pretty.
If you've
pretty
got
intense.
Disney keys, I feel like
you're up there. Yeah.
Oh, our Savannah, thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing.
Meeting you.
No worries.
Oh, wow.
We thought this was going to be the fellas.
Yeah, we did.
Absolutely. That threw that on its head.
Yeah, absolutely.
How cool.
I can't believe it. I honestly do think we should explore that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, we should find or highlight to the Today Show or something.
Yeah.
She is Australia's biggest Disney fan.
Yeah.
We need to do more with
I
this.
I think so.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Love that.
Hey, switching gears. No. You're excited.
I like to interrupt people. Yeah. That's what I do.
Birthday Lotto up next for $350. That's a lot of Disney
How
merch.
But
$350.
Indeed.
That's a t-shirt from Disney.
It's expensive, that stuff. It is.
What month are we looking for?
We're after March this time.
The Novos. Are you serious?
I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
All right, March babies, it is your turn to potentially win $350 with Birthday Lotto. Very easy. All we have to do is draw your birthday out. You can win the money.
Yeah, that's right. Time to meet our contestant. Sandra from Madawi is prepping for major surgery, 2 foot reconstructions. Ooh. Oh, my God. And wants to put the cash towards a holiday so she can walk on the beach once recovered. I like that. How are you doing, Sandra?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really well. Obviously, the holiday would be exciting. Where do you think you want to go?
I love Foster.
Oh, it's a nice part of the world.
$350 should get you a holiday in Foster, I'd say.
Maybe the tank of fuel.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Hey, you must be so nervous about your foot reconstruction. 2 of them. What's going on there?
It's arthritis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck, Sandra.
Yeah, once it's done, you won't know yourself. It would be fantastic. On your holiday, living your best life. That's what you got to look forward to. Good luck.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls for you. Fingers crossed.
Indeed.
Okay. Were you born on the 10th of March?
No.
Oh.
30th.
Sorry,
oh, way off. Sorry.
Yeah, not even close this time.
Good luck with your surgery, yeah, and hopefully you get into foster soon.
Yeah, enjoy the holiday.
That is us done, guys, for your Wednesday. 100K Wordplay playing again after 11 a.m. this morning. Keep it on UFM and listen out.
Only
got
place
to get
to
in
play.
Quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Got
very
to get
quick.
In quick. 105 commercial freeze up next.
Yeah. Maddie, this is mine and your song, and it will be forever. I'm calling it Little Mix, Black Magic.
Do you reckon?
It's nostalgia. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's our song. It's our song.
Look I'm at Maddie looking into
oh
the distance.
Oh my God, I remember why. Yeah,
it's our song. It's just for us. Holmes and I, as well.
Jackson Howdy and day. I dressed up as witches one night and hung out in Newtown.
Nice.
No one knew it was us. We just, you know.
Just did it for fun. Why not?
Cackles. Also, too,
oh,
Michelle
wow.
Branch.
Oh, this is a throwback.
Good. She just had a baby.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh,
it's lovely.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Mm. This is Jackson's
I love
jam.
This song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
The whole album, really good. The Spirit Room.
It's held up, hey, over time.
It's very good.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.